Our Rio Olympics coverage continues at SB Nation Radio with Motez Bashara, feature writer from CNN. So you're down there working for CNN as the feature writer. Who or what are some of the stories that you've been covering that perhaps are being overlooked and not being talked about, Motez?
I think it's amazing, but basketball does get a little overshadowed here because there's so many other sports taking place that are considered more kind of Olympic sports. Obviously, swimming, we just mentioned gymnastics, but other things like so the track and field, obviously, which is coming up. And so those kind of take precedent. You've even got so many superstars on the tennis front, you know, Andy Murray, Serena Williams, Djokovic, who crashed out already. And those kind of take center stage. And then it's, you know, basketball, I find, is more for the diehards. Although the arenas are packed, it is people who really are in the know about basketball who come out, or people who want to support their teams. Like Argentina has some fervent fans. We mentioned Brazil as well, Lithuania as well. And then, of course, you've got Team USA. So both basketball on the women's side as well, they slightly have been overshadowed in the first week. And I think when it comes time to the knockout stage and obviously the medal stage, then people will come back and pay a lot more attention to that part of the competition.
I have to tell you, it's interesting that you bring up women's basketball, USA women's basketball, because not one player from the team made the cover of Sports Illustrated. I mean, is this the best team perhaps we've not heard of? I mean, you're talking about players like Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, and Tamika Catchings. I mean, these women have earned three consecutive gold medals since 2004 and the Athens Games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that I think is unbelievable. I did an in-depth feature on that, on why are the U.S. women basketball players getting overlooked, especially versus not only the men's USA men's basketball team, but the women's soccer team, which gets a tremendous amount of publicity, in my opinion. And yet the U.S. women basketball players, they just get down to business. They are gunning for their sixth consecutive gold medal.
Wow.
Coming into the games, they were on a 41-game winning streak, stretching back to Barcelona in 92, where they won the bronze. And now I think they've won two more games here, so we're talking 43-game winning streak. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's one of the greatest runs, not just in Olympic history, but I think in the history of sports altogether. I mean, the consistency that they've together is unbelievable. And I think there's a couple reasons for this. I think the perception, which is incorrect, is that the competition is low in that sport. Therefore, they're so good at it that it's not really that interesting for people. Well, people are wrong, because Australia gave the U.S. women a hard time in London, and they are a very good team as well. France are very good, so there is other competition. Russia, I don't think, is as strong as they used to be, and Russia dominated all the way until the 80s, until they boycotted the 84 Olympics. Russia were barely ever beaten. I spoke to Nancy Lieberman, the Hall of Fame women's player, who remembers playing against the Russians as a teenager, and, you know, she said they were just so much better than us. So people forget a little bit about the history of how far the USA, Team USA women, have come, how much that program has had to work. And Coach Auriemma, you know, who's obviously done a phenomenal job at Connecticut with 11 championships, you know, he deserves a tremendous amount of credit as well.
You know, Basketball Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman, she's been on our program many, many times throughout the years. What did she have to share about perhaps, you know, the lack of coverage that some of these greatest athletes in the world are not receiving?
Yeah, exactly. She did call them the greatest women's athletes in the world. I think Nancy is a little bit biased, but you know, we'll get.
Why not? Okay.
Why not? We'll give her that. And these girls are just down. They get down to business and they go win. You know, they're less interested in all the hype and hoopla, and more interested in winning gold medals for their country.
Okay, Motez, we have already highlighted USA women's basketball, but let's shift gears. Let's talk about the guys. How would you characterize this group that they've put together? Because it seems from a distance that the team chemistry has been fantastic.
The team chemistry is, I think they're still figuring it out. I mean, it's good. They, you know, watching the game yesterday, USA versus Australia, the finals was U.S. by 10, but Australia was winning going into halftime, and they were up by 7 at some points in the first half. Australia, let's not forget, Australia, their starting five has three guys who won NBA championships. So they are absolutely not intimidated at all by the guys on the other side of the court. Every team, I feel like there's about half a dozen teams here who are very, very solid. And the U.S., this is not the same dream team that we've seen in the last couple Olympics with LeBron and Kobe and those guys. You know, there are a lot of guys that have sat out, namely Steph Curry, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook. None of those guys are here this time. And Chris Paul. And I think that makes a big, big difference to the U.S. team. Right now, I think they're still trying to get their feet. The only two guys who play solid minutes are Carmelo and Kevin Durant. This is definitely Carmelo's team. You know, he scored over 30 points in the last game, and I think he's the team leader out there. I feel like Coach Krzyzewski was kind of rotating a little bit too much. It looked a little bit like an all-star game to me yesterday. At times you had Lowry and DeRozan in there, and, you know, it's like they're still trying to find their footing, where I wish they would just give, you know, five or six guys solid minutes and let the other guys come in as kind of rotation players and do the dirty work. And I think yesterday might have been a bit of a wake-up call for them. They are going to get some other tough, tough games. They might see Australia again in the finals. They might see a team like Argentina, who have been playing very, very well, or even Croatia or Lithuania, both great teams. Everyone's got a fighting chance here. Everyone's got guys who, if they're not in the NBA, are definitely NBA-ready guys. One thing that I have noticed here, just continuing on that thought, is that there are a lot of guys in this basketball tournament who play international because they like playing internationally. They could play in the NBA, but they've decided to, you know, they like the lifestyle. They like a guy like David Anderson of Australia is a fantastic player. He played three seasons in the NBA and then decided no, he wanted to go back and play in Europe. Rudy Fernandez, of course, was a great player at Portland. He lit up the league for a little while, came back to Europe. Now you've got Dario Saric, who's going to be a rookie with Philly, who blocked a last-second shot on Pau Gasol for Croatia, and he looks like a fantastic talent. So there's a lot of guys in this tournament who haven't really been in the NBA or haven't seen much NBA action so far, who should definitely not be taken lightly.
Okay, we're getting ready to wrap up our time with feature writer with CNN and also best-selling author. Check him out online. Beating the NBA, Tales of a Frugal Fan, always a Big E favorite. That is Motez Bashar. He is on location right there in Rio. My final question for you is, who do you view is going to be the biggest threat to the U.S.? Is this a wide-open competition? I mean, is there one specific team? You were talking about Australia on Wednesday night.
I think it's going to come down to either Australia or Argentina, you know, as being going against the U.S. in the gold. Everyone thought Spain. Spain has been their nemesis the last two Olympics. You know, I was at the London gold medal game, and it was very chippy, very feisty, and I think the U.S. won by seven. But Spain got old quickly, and they're missing the injured Marc Gasol. And they're just not the same team that they used to be. They lost their first two games by a point each. So
they look
Spain
weary.
Has kind of faded out.
Yeah, they definitely look weary. Hey, Motez Bashar has been with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio. Check us out online, sbnationradio.com. Motez, we look forward to another conversation. You can check Motez out online at CNN, feature writer with CNN, and, of course, his book, best-selling book, Beating the NBA, Tales of a Frugal Fan. All the best, Motez.
Thank you so much, Alyssa. Talk soon.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio.